This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. An American pastor back in the United States after nearly 2 years of detention in Turkey. AP's Ben Thomas reports he immediately went to the White House upon his return.
From a Turkish prison to the White House in 24 hours. That's not bad.
President Trump welcomed Andrew Brunson to the Oval Office, celebrating his release from nearly 2 years of confinement in Turkey on terror charges for allegedly aiding Kurdish militants. The 50-year-old evangelical pastor has maintained his innocence and thanked the president for his administration's efforts to win his release. He then knelt in front of the president and put a hand on his shoulder to offer a prayer.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom.
The president maintains there was no deal for Brunson's freedom, but he did thank Turkey's president, who had resisted demands for Brunson's release. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And the president also spoke with reporters about the fate of a missing Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, saying that he might have been killed.
At this point, it's looking like he perhaps won't be or isn't around, and that's very sad. I think we would have known by now. That was our first hope. Our first hope was that he was not killed, but maybe that's not looking too good.
Khashoggi, whose writings have been critical of the Saudi crown prince, had been missing since entering the country's consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. Turkey believes Saudi agents were waiting for Khashoggi inside the consulate. Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 15 and wounded more than 30. Al-Shabaab extremist group, which controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012, before being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces, claim responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News.